From the mayor's office, I'm Rick Moore on MSONewsSports.com with Gloucester Mayor Safathia Romeo taken once again. And Madam Mayor, big doings at Gloucester City Hall on Sunday this week. I walked by and, man, there was activity everywhere.
It was the best Halloween party we had ever. And I shouldn't say party, it was a festival because it was diverse community, everyone from all over, including Rockport. Welcome, Rockport. People from Manchester, we welcome everyone. That's what the community was about. There was over, I think we stopped counting, over 1,500. And then we just wouldn't have a wonderful time. We transformed City Hall. The bottom was a happy hauntings. Mm-hmm. It wasn't really that you got scared, but it was wonderful. Then you came up to a pirate ship. And then we had quiet time from some children that were wanted a little bit quiet time. We had a storyteller, which was in a little room closed, and it was perfect. And then we had people making beautiful necklaces. Leslie made beautiful necklaces with the kids. Then outside you had two wonderful fire trucks and characters, and you had like the moon jump for the kids and two hay rides and the police. It was great. The fire department, the police department, everyone interacted. And then you went upstairs, and upstairs was like a little enchantment. You have Leo Francis, who's a great DJ, and then you had the women's auxiliary handling the food and the water and the cookies, and we had Caitlin doing painting, and we had balloons making and the hula hoops and Bobby Orlando with his popcorn machine. The whole City Hall was smelling wonderful, and I can't say enough of Roseanne Cody and Don Carraway. Roseanne Cody, I asked her to volunteer, and she went to a couple of different places, Tourist Commission, and she goes, I don't want to belong on something that doesn't have an ending. I don't want to look for the future. I want to do today. Mm-hmm. So give me something to do. Volunteer. Get it done. Done. So I said, want to do a Halloween party? Absolutely. And boy, without her and Don, there's no way. You know, Brett, we all know Ringo Tarr. I mean, those Tarr brothers, you got to love them because they're superior. Ringo's really Brett. And I call my three BBs, Brian and Bruce and Brett. But amazing. You know, the woman's auxiliary from the fire department came out. I can't even tell you all the volunteers. It's just National Honor Society, your football team, your cheerleaders, your ROTC, your Sea Cadets. I mean, all and then the teens, the YMCA teen leaders, all together, Henry's Folklore Kids. I'm telling you, it was amazing.
You know, ordinarily you see people coming and going during the day, but I saw a lot of people coming but not leaving during the day. You had a lot of people here.
We had them all in and out because it was so much to do that it really would take the whole 3 hours. Yeah. And it was great because everyone was enjoying it. It was for all different ages, and so everyone got to interact. And then we gave them Thank You Leahy Health for a little orange bag that they can use tonight. And it's like the neon orange, so you can see them traveling. It's great. We gave some too for downtown on Main Street, so they can pass them out with the police department and the Weather Vane Joe Shalino, the fire department. And then tonight there's a Magnolia Library. We have some cookies and extra goodies we saved for them. We just love it. I always say there's really three holidays that mostly everyone celebrates. Everyone loves to celebrate the 4th of July. It doesn't matter what your religion is, you all celebrate it. Thanksgiving, because we're thankful for no matter what part. And 90% Halloween, a lot of, not everyone does, but 90% is safe. I mean, someone says you're going to do like a holiday party. Nope, this is it. Now we're going to be hibernating for the winter. You know that, and I'll see everyone in the spring. So it's
well, I talked to Salem Mayor Driscoll and to Kim Fox of Destination Salem, and that is something else down there. So I'm glad it's a little more sane here on Cape Ann. You mentioned the Tarr family, Madam Mayor, and I'm going to take a risk here. I know that they'll be getting their Christmas tree from up in Nova Scotia here pretty soon at the end of November. But the flags came down. And again, if anybody doesn't know, the Tarr family puts up flags all along the boulevard right before Memorial Day, and they take them down right after Labor Day. So they're up for the summer. It's a fantastic. But that leads me to think about what's going on at the boulevard, because it's looking better and better day by day. And I'm guessing that the end is near, that we're going to be able to open it up fairly soon or sometime in the not too distant future.
Absolutely. And can I tell you, there's 6,000 tulips will be coming up in the spring.
Oh, wow.
6,000. There are fantastic things that are going to be happening. I don't want to give it all out, but I'm telling you, there's a group that's amazing. We signed a contract with them, and just next week we'll talk a little bit more when I can. I want to make sure the contract's signed before I give out any more secrets. But that it was really, but actually we worked with them last year, actually. And they are a fantastic group, and it's coming along, and I can't wait. My main thing is I need my lights back. Mm. It's dark.
Yeah.
And we kept saying 2 weeks and 2 weeks and 2 weeks. So hopefully, you know what, we'll be able to, before the winter comes and no one's not walking, I'd like to get the lights up, and we're doing that. It's going to be all down the boulevard, also down Main Street, new lights. So when people say the lights are out, why aren't you repairing them? It's because we're replacing them.
Okay.
Well, I also like from the tennis courts going back up toward the fort itself, Stage 4 Park up where the benches are on the rocks, there's all new lights there, street lights, and we have never seen that before.
Absolutely. You can't tell people to get out and walk if they can't see where they're walking. I was one of them. I was walking this summer with a group of friends, and we had cell lights, and right. That's kind of hard. So you know what? It's not because I couldn't walk. It's because people asked. And you know what? Sometimes we can give a little. It's not a lot that we're doing. You know, I said a street light here and a street light there. That's not a lot to ask.
Mm-hmm.
And so why can't we? So since we did the LTD lights and we've gotten this spring break and we're doing that, we're actually listening to the people and replacing lights or getting new lights or pulling lights when there never was.
Okay. And speaking of that, Tally's Corner?
Tally's Corner, it's a work in process. A lot of people were talking about that. No, it wasn't. And they said, they wanted transparency. They wanted this. Well, it was a planned, and the plan that people were seeing, and I really apologize. I showed a couple of people those plans saying this was from last year and the sculpture was from the previous administration. That's not coming forward. Big mistake on me is because I shouldn't have never brought that out at all. And I apologize because that really confused a lot of people. That should have never came out.
Hmm.
Even though I was telling people that's not the plan. We can't do a rotary with a flag in the middle. There's absolutely no way. The rotary that we're supposed to do was completely flat to the ground with just a little bit of the different cobblestone. But you go over it with a car. You can go over it with a stroller. You can go over it with a truck. Absolutely. You can't put it in the mouth of the city. You cannot put a flagpole in the middle. That's just, it can't do, especially with Commercial Street, going to Rogers Street, going up to Washington Street. And I don't know where anyone got the idea that anything was in the plan that no trucks were going to Washington Street. That's false. That's putting the fear out to people to get what they wanted, to say, see what she's doing? Absolutely. I said, I need a traffic study. We are going to work on the new master plan for the city of Gloucester. We're looking at having meetings, one in November, one in December, to ask what we want to put in this master plan. I said, one thing we do is we need a professional traffic study done. I know I love my traffic commission, but we need a professional traffic study because it's really bad on Washington Street from the corner of Mansfield Street all the way to the corner of, let's say, Pearl Street, where Commonwealth is. It's really so bad that not even two cars go by if another car is parked here and there. We've already taken some parking away. Mm-hmm. So when you have trucks going up there, we enlarged Rogers Street, so it would be easier for trucks. Now, some of the trucks will say, well, we can't because, we have cargo that has to hurry up and get out. And I understand, but I still need a traffic study. So it wasn't not to not put trucks there. It was not to take away all parking. So when people started putting that out, that was really putting a fear into some of the people who owned businesses that deal with trucking all the time. So that's really bad. And then, when you look at all the streets, none of the streets are complying. If we look at East Gloucester, if you look at downtown, if you look at anywhere else that has to do with truck, but that's our industry. So we are different. And absolutely. And when they say, well, you're just promoting tourism. There's nothing wrong with promoting tourism. It's 4 months out of the year. We're not going to change, and we coexist with our heritage and our culture. You can't promote tourism if we don't have a fishing industry. You can't promote tourism if we don't have the arts. You can't promote if we don't have our culture and our heritage. It all coexists. It has for 400 years. So you know what, people? Chill. Chill.
Okay. I'm chilled, okay? Don't yell at me.
Yeah.
okay, so what's next in the planning process?
Well, yeah, we're getting all the inputs. The city councils are doing what they're doing. And you know what? Like I said, the rotary is not about, we need sidewalks there. We need to, like you mentioned, the boulevard. Well, from the tavern to Tally's, they can't walk. And then they stop at Tally's, and then there's no place else to go. So we need sidewalks. And we have to do that. And someone says, oh, because you're doing it for tallies, they want to sell. Absolutely not. But I've seen people gotten stuck. And the same thing with the left turn and the left turn. You know, even though the traffic commission is going to go in front of O&A tonight, and Bob Ryan knows there was an accident there, and the person got in trouble because you were on the wrong side of the road. When you come down Angle Street and you take a left turn to go up to Washington, you're on the wrong side of the road. Mm-hmm. When you come down Weston Ave and you go up, take a left turn, you're on the wrong side of the road. So I'm sorry, even though we're used to it, it's still the wrong side of the road. Oh, we've been doing it for years. Well, when are we going to fix things? You know, I know things seem like, oh, well, you know what? Why break something if it's not broken? Well, it is broken, and we try to fix it, and we want input. Do we go to the state and ask them for a waiver? Do we put different signs up so we make it? Because there's no signs, no left turn. There's no signs, go here. There's no signs, whatever. And, you know, the article today in the newspaper was not done correctly. I'm sorry. Because it's not saying how it should be or what we should do. We need input from the state. Are we allowed to do that? So Mr. Ryan's going to look at that. So we have to really, like, I was coming down Dale Ave, and purposely, when I was coming down Dale Ave, I took a sharp left to go into the driveway. And someone says, that's illegal. You're on the wrong side of the road. I says, well, why can we do it on Angle Street in Weston Ave, but I can't do it here? And they says, and I says, it's right here. Mine has no traffic coming. Mine, there was no nothing. I was just wanted to prove to a point mm-hmm. to someone, and they said, touche. I says, we need to fix things.
Well, as usual, you've given us a whole lot here in a short amount of time. And, you know, November is upon us. I will come back and see what's going next. Anything else you want to mention?
Don't forget, we're doing a wonderful fundraiser with Torno and myself. It's Gravy versus Zugo. And
okay.
Sugo is just an Italian plain red sauce. And it's Sicilian here in Gloucester. That's what I'm talking about, our heritage, because I fight with my own relatives. And we have, the same grandparents. And in Gloucester, on this side of the bridge, we're just amazing. I don't want to change our heritage and our culture. We do so much in Gloucester that no other community does. We have a diverse community, and we celebrate it all. And we are so lucky, and the children, to see that, that we're still doing these things that, you know, different cultures do in the diversity, that why would I want to change that when that's who we are? And remember that. I'm not going to change who we are. I'm proud of who we are.
When's the fundraiser?
The fundraiser is December 14th. It's 12 to 1, and I believe, if not, maybe only one or two seats left. I think it's sold out.
Cool.
That's for the Addison Gilbert Hospital Oncology for our cancer patients.
Very nice. Thank you, Madam Mayor, and happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Be safe. And on the Facebook and everyone else, there's little flyers going around of what you could do. The police are handling out little glow sticks. Make sure you have your children with something on it to light up. Make sure that they're always with an adult if they're underage. And people who are handing out candies, you know what? Please make your front doors open so people know, because what's happening is, I know some people don't want to, but if you just shut your light off, people won't go. If your lights are on, then they'll go, because I travel with my granddaughter, and we know which house to do.
All right, have fun. Gloucester Mayor Safathia Romeo Taken.